Become a subscriber of the Steel Plaza Podcast today. I know you will and I know you want to, and here's why. Because you are so sick and tired of the fake media and fake news being spoon-fed to you day in and day out.
Simply put, subscription is podcast speak for donor. Subscribers are listeners who choose to make a financial investment in the programs they hear. Subscriber donations help fund the show to bring you the high-quality, unfiltered content you deserve and make everything you hear on the Steel Plaza Podcast possible.
That's right. So sign up to be a subscriber today. You're going to be so glad that you did.
Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Hello, thank you for tuning in and telling a friend. My name is Adam, and you're listening to the Steel Plaza Podcast. On this show, on this episode, I'm going to attempt to do what's called a conspiracy redux and try to catch you up on some of the things maybe you didn't have time to read, or maybe everything's just happening so fast it's hard to follow along. Some things fell through the cracks. Some things were never talked about again. On the prior episodes, we talked about crisis actors, how blatant they've become, crisis actors, why they're reused often, and also we talked about a lot of things that were unanswered from this latest string of attacks. Now, while many of us have realized in the years since 9/11 that these strings of so-called terror attacks are nothing more than manufactured fear aimed at keeping us on edge, there's something else going on here. The mainstream media, the machine that they are, they continue to churn out today's latest event of crazed lone wolf attack type violence, and it's becoming easy to see how the collective psyche has devolved into one of angst, hatred, and paranoia. It's too easy. But a lot of people are still in the mindset of, wow, that really happened. Wow, this is a real possibility that this could happen. And not fully connecting the dots. Now, I want to start with a post that was in a Facebook group called Crisis Actors and False Flags. It's by a man named Brent. Now, mind you, this is a regular guy who just lives in Florida, and he is new to all of this, and he just sort of started piecing together some things and information about the Las Vegas event. Brent writes, "Share this with your friends who still don't believe the Las Vegas shooting was all staged. This event happened October 1st, 2017 at 10:10 p.m. or so. Here is a public notice of the mock attack placed a week before, warning people of an event about to take place." Now, if we follow the link to the article, it takes us to Las Vegas Now, and the headline reads, "Nevada Homeland Security plans mock terrorist drill." Homeland Security officials were already scheduled to meet in Las Vegas to go over safety concerns in the Las Vegas Valley. The Nevada Homeland Security Commission is very concerned about the attacks in London. For the members, it serves as a reminder that we cannot let down our guard. For that very reason, on Monday, the Las Vegas Convention Center will become one of a mass casualty triage center for a mock terrorist drill. Clark County Emergency Management Manager Jim O'Brien says about the drill, "We are testing out our local emergency operations plan, the state's emergency operations plan, and the national response plan." O'Brien adds, "The three-day test starting Monday takes on new meaning because of the London attacks. The exercise planning began last November after a Channel 8 Eyewitness News investigation revealing a breakdown in the trauma system. At that time, Homeland Security Commissioner Chairman Dr. Dale Carrison said about 200 critical patients from a terror attack or natural disaster would overwhelm the system. State Emergency Management Director Frank Siracusa said that this test will identify problem areas. Certainly, we will find some deficits. This is what an exercise is all about. We know right now we need to improve our processes." So there you go, and that's the link directly to Las Vegas Now News. And that's a week before. That's a week before the event happened. He posts a lot of videos too in the link here. One is of an eyewitness interview with a crisis actor with a fake sniffle. Another with the same actor on TV months prior. And the same one on the Dr. Phil show, of all things. So this is becoming the norm. And here we are eating these stories and digesting them like they're supposed to be there. But it just doesn't make any sense. And I guess a lot of things don't make any sense, but why should they? You know, it didn't happen to us and we're not there, so who cares? Am I right? I know somebody's thinking that. A lot of you are. I know you're out there. Anyway, so I have my own wacky theories. Well, let me start with crisis actors anyway. So crisis actors have been known for a long time, and one band in particular that was very famous, they made very specific mention of fake media events and crisis actors. Only two songs on that album specifically mention the use of false media and crisis acting in the words and the lyrics to the song. Now, that album was 1991's Nevermind, and the song numbers were 9 and 11. Song 9 being Lounge Act on the album, and song 11 being On a Plane, spelled P-L-A-I-N. Now, I know I probably just gave your tinfoil hat a huge crease, but hear me out. This makes sense. It does. And it's not something that I just dug for or looked into. It's something that's pretty blatant. It's pretty obvious. It's right there. Song 9 is Lounge Act. In the words, the first words of the song, truth covered in security. I can't let you smother me. I'd like to, but it couldn't work. Trading off and taking turns. I don't regret a thing. So they're clearly referring to a false media narrative. And the song goes on and on like that. And there's more clues within the song. But I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll give it a listen and I'll let you judge for yourself. Here it is. Lounge Act by Nirvana. 1991, song 9 on the album.
Like to go to work, treat it up, take a turn.
you go. Pretty clear, right? No? Well, you'll get it after you piece it all together. Anyway, so let's get back to the most recent crisis actors. And I want to let you know that I did watch this live as it happened, and I cannot, for the life of me, find the first guy that they showed on, I think it was CBS. This guy was so bad, and he touched his face like 48 times, which is, in the psychology world, a clear sign of lying. But I can't find the video of this guy anywhere or even remember his name. But the latest guy, the latest hero, is Johnny Langendorf. Two Fs. Johnny recently posted on his Facebook page November 9th, "I was actually passing by the church by chance shortly after the gunfire erupted during an 11 a.m. service. I was driving to my girlfriend's house that Sunday morning when I noticed an empty SUV idling in front of the church with its driver's side door gaping open. Then I saw two men, one with a pistol, the other with a rifle, shooting at each other before the one with a pistol took off in the SUV. The man with a rifle reportedly lived near the church. He briefed me quickly on what had happened, and he said he had to get him. So that's what I did." Johnny said, "So that's what I did." Cowboy Johnny. So he goes on to say, "In my truck, I and the other man sped off in pursuit of the suspect, reaching speeds of 95 miles per hour and communicating with law enforcement all the while." Nice. "About 11 miles from the church, the driver of the SUV appeared to lose control of his vehicle and ended up in a ditch off the road." Okay. All right, Johnny. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, Johnny, but that doesn't match the narrative of what we've been told at all. Not even a little bit. I just got to tell you, and this is the guy that if you're not aware, he is the new Texas hero that killed the quote-unquote mass shooter. And he also has a GoFundMe page as well as a public figure page, I think it is, on Facebook, or local celebrity. Either way, the whole thing's entirely ridiculous. So this is the new narrative they're adding now. He's like an emo guy. We could call him the emo cowboy, people are calling him. Oh, it just doesn't make any sense. It's just nonsense. And I know there's people out there that are like, you know what? Good for him. Good for Johnny Langenford. Good for him. His truck can go from 0 to 95, all pistons firing. It's not possible, man. It really isn't. Anyway, so back to hidden messages, because I'm so excited about this. The hidden messages in that album that Nirvana did in 1991. It was Nirvana's Nevermind. The other song on there was On a Plane. And within the lyrics of that song depict very clearly the narrative of a crisis actor. One of the lines are, "The finest day that I've ever had is when I learned to cry on command." So that's pretty telling right there. And then the song goes on. And then a little bit further into that song, they talk about, obviously, a patsy, the black sheep, right? They say, "The black sheep got blackmailed again, forgot to put on the zip code." So there we have a narrative of a patsy, a narrative of a mistake in maybe a news broadcast, maybe some type of correspondence. They go on to say, "Somewhere I've heard this before, in a dream my memory is stored. As defense, I'm neutered and spayed. What the hell am I trying to say?" Pretty clear, pretty clever. So, and that is song 11. So you have song 9 and you have song 11. If that's not clear enough, if that doesn't make any sense, then Johnny, Texas Langenford Cowboy, makes sense to you. He doesn't make sense to me. Well, anyway, let's give this a listen and let's see what you think. So high, strapped till I bled. Love my So that's a theory. Anyway, I mean, the whole thing about the singer's death was obviously a ridiculous thing anyway. But back to the crisis actors and false flags. And I want to read a little bit off of our friend Amy's page, Down the Rabbit Hole. She, her latest post was about these crisis actors. And these are actors from Sutherland Springs. They're allegedly sisters of Texas church shooting victim. The title is No More Guns. So Amy writes, someone should remind all of these terrible actors that the hyperventilation technique for crying doesn't work unless you can produce tears, of course. Maybe try a menthol tear stick or an onion. So let's go ahead and take a look at this CNN interview of the Texas church shooting victims.
What do you tell your kids? How do you make sense of this for them?
Just explain to him all my kids that he's in heaven. I don't know what else to do. Everybody tells me I need to be strong.
She's having a very hard time crying here.
And I'm trying, but I don't feel strong.
She doesn't feel strong.
I don't feel strong.
Listen, you don't have to be strong right now. You shouldn't have to be strong and endure this kind of pain. Evangelina, what's your message? What's the solution here? What do you want people to know?
Well, I want everybody to know to not to sell guns to nobody. I don't know why they passed that law. Anybody can carry a gun now. Even crazy people. Tell the president that. No more guns.
Regina, what's your message?
They said that he had a lot of red flags to prevent him from buying a gun. He had assaults. He was taken away from the military. So when he went, why wasn't there something on his record?
That's enough of that. So that was clearly horrible acting, completely ridiculous, and the message was pretty clear that they wanted to put out. No more guns. No one should have a gun, ever. Well, okay, but what's that have to do with anything? What was it with the hyperventilating? That was ridiculous. If you haven't seen the clip, you can find it on the Facebook page, Down the Rabbit Hole. There's a lot of great information there. A lot of great information that gets updated frequently. So you want to check that out for sure. So the main takeaway here is there's going to be more of this. There's going to be more ridiculous acting. There's going to be more takedown of the actors because they just cut it off media. And it's mind-boggling. And the fact that people, anyone is believing any of this is beyond the realms of science, to quote Jeff Goldblum. So, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. This has been a redux of our conspiracy series. But let's not call it a conspiracy. Let's stop doing that, because it's not a conspiracy. It's real. It's real things. And that's why I'm coining the phrase coincidence realist. You're not conspiracy theorists anymore, people. You are coincidence realists. Until next time, folks, keep one ear to the ground or you're not going to hear the buffalo coming. I'll see you back here next time on the Steel Plaza podcast.